Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hey, friend, welcome back to my channel. If you are watching this, girl, it's Monday and it's not Saturday. That's because them babies turned me every which way but loose this weekend in clinic, and I just needed a day. Okay, so I appreciate y'all being here. I wanted to first tell y'all Merry Christmas. Okay, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And I want to drop off this video of the three-piece strategy that I'm using in 2025 to guide my productivity as I reflected over the last 12 months and all the things that the Lord has had me do, the way that he's shifted my business, the way that he's shifted my personal life, my home life, all of these things. There are three pillars to my productivity that I'm going to refine and leverage in 2025. And I want to drop them off to you as well. Now, it's a simple strategy, but don't allow simplicity and ease to be confused. And don't allow simplicity to make you think that you don't need to go back and readdress these three areas, okay? So I'm going to give them to you right off the bat. The three-piece strategy, the three pillars of productivity that I'm taking into 2025, posture, pace, and prayer, okay? Posture, pace, and prayer. And I want us to take a look at all three of these individually and collectively. Now, before we get into it, prayer is such a big part of our relationship with the Lord. I can't wait for some of the videos that we have coming in the new year where we're going to talk about like the effective prayer strategies that Jesus teaches and all of these different things. But I want to invite you to register for the second annual prayerathon. We are partnering with the Mornings with God Ministries, and I'm going to be teaching about mental and emotional health. It is an all-day prayer festivity. I mean, from 5 a.m. New Year's Eve until that evening. I was a part of it last year. It is a phenomenal time in the Lord. It is absolutely free. So you can click the link in the show notes of this video and register today so you can be a part of this prayerathon. We are praying over mental health, emotional health, physical health, finances, children, like powerful intercessors, preached words. Like, it is going to be a phenomenal time in the Lord. So if you want to be ready for next year, if you want to step into 2025 with all of the insight, wisdom, and strategy that you need, I'm telling you right now, sis, go ahead and register. Okay. Men can register too, but y'all know I'm here for the ladies. Okay. Go ahead, click the link. It's absolutely free. It is a great time in the Lord. Like, I'm so excited already. Okay. Now let's get back into the strategy. So the first part of my productivity strategy is posture. And so posture is our attitude of our heart and our mind, right? We want to make sure that we are living in a space of humility. Humility not meaning that you are backing down or undervaluing the skills and the wisdom that the Lord has given you. That's something that I've had to reconcile this year, is that humility doesn't mean that I'm downplaying my gifts. That's actually quite the opposite. Humility is me allowing the Lord to have sovereign leadership over my life, that I reject my own self-governance and I allow the Holy Spirit to lead me. That's real humility. And so it's really important that we are surrendering to the purposes of God, even if that purpose doesn't feel like it makes sense to you. When God told me at the end of 2023 to go back to school, I struggled with it. There were so many pieces to the puzzle that I struggled with. How am I going to do clinical hours? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? However, I did not allow my struggle to lead me into self-governance. And so although this year has been a fight for my life in more ways than one, I'm so grateful that the Lord has allowed me to get to the end of this year. I'm on Christmas break right now. Like, I have one more semester. I cannot believe that this has gone this way. But because I postured myself in humility, I can see now how God's connecting all the pieces to the puzzle, how He's allowing me to move into this space where I'm going to be speaking and teaching about mental health from His perspective, how He is even recently has me rebranding our mobile app to fit His perspective. And all of that comes from me being productive because I've postured myself to do whatever the Father calls me to do. Okay. Make sure that you are married to the mission, but not married to the method. The mission for all of us, right, is to go out and make disciples, to baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The mission for all of us is to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And if that's not your mission, then we gotta check our motives. But that's our mission. So be married to the mission, but the method in which the Lord uses, you cannot be married to it. So in one season of my life and my business and me doing what the Lord called me to do, my podcast was not called Prescription for Purpose. It was God Goals and Girl Talk. That was in the beginning, in its infancy. And the Lord, I just allowed Him to use me and whatever methodologies that He would like, because I am a servant of His. And so I want you to have that same heart posture. So some ways that you can implement checking your posture. First is by starting your day just with a declaration that you are going to do God's will, right? I always, in whatever I do, I really try to have a scripture that anchors me in doing that. So as I go into clinic, I pray before I get into clinic, "God, these are your children. I know the body, but you made it. Give me wisdom as I go in here and I lay hands on these kids. Give me the ears to hear." Ciao. The ears to hear. Give me the eyes to see. And most importantly, allow me to hear you as I am going through the day to day, right? Colossians 3:23 tells us that we work and serve as unto the Lord. And so even when things aren't convenient, even when I'm frustrated, because I get frustrated just like everybody else, my heart posture is like, okay, I'm serving as unto the Lord in this space. And so I would recommend that you start your day with declaring your allegiance to the Lord and doing whatever He's called you to do. Also, doing some weekly reflections to make sure that you are aligning with the Lord, that you are allowing Him to be a part of your schedule. I'm going to share a video with y'all of some different books that I read this year that have allowed me to gain this perspective. But I really think it's important that we learn how to do life with God and not simply live life for the Lord. I live my life with God. And so everything is up for debate. The schedule is up for debate. This video is up for debate. I had another video idea and He gave me this one to end the year. Okay. Like, everything's up for debate because I live with Him. And so I want you to really make sure that you are reflecting weekly and even daily for those of us who need to build that habit with the Lord of like, okay, this is what I'm doing. And then this is why I'm doing it. If you look at Jesus and how He was able to do everything that the Lord had called Him to do within 3 years, there's some key strategies that we'll probably start the year out talking about that we can learn from Him. But Jesus was not doing everything all the time. Like, He also took naps, went to parties. He held a fish fry. Like, He went to the wedding. They probably did the wobble. I don't know. Okay. But what I'm saying is you can live life purposefully, do everything that God has called you to do, and still enjoy life here. And the way that you do that is by having a heart posture of only doing what the Lord has called you to do. And then also making sure that you are checking your values, those MVPs, those motives, those values, and those priorities, and making sure that they have been reconciled and submitted to the Lord. So now you're not in conflict. Now you're not dealing with cognitive dissonance because you're working towards something that's in conflict with what you say that you believe. And so really checking your posture is going to help you make sure that you have a clear mental and heart posture so you can have increased focus, confidence, and resilience when there's challenges, resilience when life lives. The things that kept me rooted in this season as I struggled, the things that kept me resilient is the fact that my heart posture is like, God, I will suffer for your sake every second of every day. Okay, y'all see these books. I don't be wanting to do homework, right? Like, I don't want to do discussion boards. I literally, my final exam just came off of a very, very heavy week. And I don't know how. I know it's the Lord, but I aced my final and aced my class and my clinical. I do not know, outside of the grace of God, how I would have done that on my own. But the things that allowed me to keep moving forward is because I was connected. And the way that you do that is by having this posture, understanding that it's bigger than you, allowing God to give you vision that's bigger than you. And then understanding that the vision is what's going to reinforce that emotional stability when things get rough, because you are going to have to make sure that every action that you take is rooted in what you say that you believe. So now there are certain things, and this is why it's so important to get clear about your MVPs and your assignment from the Lord. There are certain things that I'm not going to speak about, not because I don't know about them, but because my assignment is my assignment. So while I love coding, or even like I used to do a lot of nonprofit consulting. I have a nonprofit organization that I founded. Although I love that stuff, there's a limited capacity that the Lord is going to give me to be able to use that. Now, if he calls me to use it to help somebody here or there or wherever, then of course, but that's not going to be my platform because that's not the purpose that God has given me. And so while I could release a whole video, class about nonprofit startup, I could do that. But is that purposeful? No. If it's not purposeful, friend, it's not productive. We confuse being busy with productivity. Mm-mm. Okay? Mm-mm. You ain't got to have 17 things that you're doing. The more refined I get in my purpose, the less things the Lord is calling me to do. It feels counterintuitive, but if I can do this one thing really well, then I can do what God has called me to do. And then finally, when you have the right posture, you have a lot of self-awareness, and it's going to reduce a lot of like emotional distress and a lot of negative self-talk. Charlotte, we are learning in this lane. We're going to do this thing that God has called you to do. That's it. I'm not going to compare to the right or to the left because I'm in my own lane. And so just like if somebody is running a race in the physical, if you cross into somebody else's lane, friend, you will be disqualified. And a lot of us are frustrated and not productive and feel like we're doing a bunch of stuff, but not really executing because we are stepping into lanes that we don't belong in. And we have to be okay with just doing what the Lord has called us to do. Think about the parable of the talents, okay? Some people have 5 gifts, some have 2, some have 1. But when you look at the servants that had the 5 talents and the servant that had the 2 talents, the thing that they had in common was that both of them doubled their gift. The math was mathing, okay? The duplication, the doubling of the gift is what we need to be paying attention to. So not the fact that he has 10 and he got 4. No, the fact that both of us put our hands to the plow, God gave to us according to our own capacity, which he knows. And so focus on doubling your gift. Focus on multiplying what the Lord has given you. Take them 2 fish and them 5 loaves and make it do what it does, friend. And all of that perspective on productivity comes from you having the right heart posture. Second pillar of productivity is pace. Okay, so the pace is the rhythm or speed of actions reflecting on intentionality, patience, and harmony. I don't believe in balance. I believe in harmony. Okay. And it really is important. I love Galatians 5:25, which talks about like, if we live by the Spirit, then we have to walk in pace with the Spirit. And a lot of times we are rushing. We are getting ahead of the Lord. God will give us an idea. Like he gave me, the brand for where the app is being rebranded into. He gave me that name 2 years ago. I thought I was supposed to take that idea right then, turn it into this online course platform situation. Like, no, that wasn't what he called me to do. And a lot of us will try to outpace God. We try to outwork God. We try to execute without having any insight. And so we cannot do that. We cannot afford to do that moving into 2025. And so keeping pace with what the Lord is calling you to do is really, really important. So what are some practical things that you can do? First, use things like time blocking. Like you have to really make sure that you are stewarding well over your resources. And time is a resource. Your knowledge is a resource. A lot of times when we think about resources that we have and don't have, we are only focused on money. You can get more money. You cannot get more time. Okay? You can get more money. You cannot get more time. How are you maximizing the time that the Lord is giving you today? You can acquire more knowledge, but how are you stewarding the knowledge that the Lord is already giving you? A lot of us are so mentally overwhelmed and unclear because we haven't chosen an area of focus. I'm one of those people. We've not chosen an area of focus and clarity. And now that the Lord has given it to me, I'm going to stay in my lane. But then also I am working on building what I'm calling like a knowledge management system, because everything that I learn, all the downloads that I receive, they're not even organized well. Like, are we really in pace with the Spirit? Are we really, when God gives you a revelation, are you sitting with it? Are you revisiting it? Are you allowing him to expound on it? A lot of us are sitting on a wealth of knowledge and you're asking God for more money. He's like, girl, I gave you the wisdom.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To do and to share and to execute, but you're not leveraging because you're so busy that you're not being productive. And I pray that makes sense. So make sure that you are allocating time for rest, work, and reflection. Reflection has been a big game changer for me in this last quarter, and I cannot wait until I see what a full 12 months of taking the time to intentionally reflect does in my life. Next, make sure that you are incorporating short breaks, okay? I have ADHD, so about every 90 minutes or so, I need something. I need to do something. I need to stretch. I need to move. I need to make sure that I am refocusing. Sometimes I will hyperfocus and I look up and it's been 17 hours and I'm doing the same task. That's also not good. I'm being busy, but not really being productive. And then also too, make sure that you're setting realistic goals. A lot of us are never content with our day-to-day life because you set the expectation so high. There's no way that you're going to meet it. Pick one thing that you're going to do for the day. One thing. Well, and see how much more productive you are. I am the queen of, I'm going to overpack my expectations and my schedule. And so it's something that the Lord has had to strip me of. So outside of, okay, I'm like, I got to work today. I got to record this video. That's my one thing. And I got to take these braids down. Okay. I got an appointment tomorrow. like I have to do those things. And as long as I do them well, that's all that matters. Then it was a productive day. We are still measuring our success and our productivity by standards that are not comparable to God's standard for us. And so we have to change that. And so pace, you have to check your pace. Why? Because it's going to reduce your anxiety. Why? Because it's going to give you more time to actually creatively problem solve. God has given us so much creativity that we are sleeping on because we don't understand that we need room to think, to breathe, to process. Then you're going to not feel so burnt out and on edge. Our brains are limited. The same way that your cell phone be overheating, our brains look like that. I'm talking about me, okay? And then you're going to be able to build emotional resilience. You're going to be able to really manage your expectations better. And so you will be more content. I have found myself being like, girl, did you get your assignment turned in though? Because see, in the beginning of the year, it was, I don't turn assignments in at 11:59 on the day that they're due. In previous seasons of my life, that was my testimony. But what I had to humble myself and learn is, Charlotte, did the assignment get turned in on time? Pace. I'm getting overwhelmed because I'm working to the last minute, but like pace though. It wasn't late. And you still got an A. But we set these expectations of like, this has to get done. And one thing that my husband has done this year that I really like is he will ask me, what did you do today? And what are you happy about in terms of what you did? Because I told him like, hey, I lack contentment because I have these crazy expectations. So he wants to hear the one thing that I'm proud of that I completed for the day. And it has made me reflect and it has made me be content because he won't allow me. I'm like, because if I say, oh, well, all I got done today was this, he will help me reframe that thought. And so I think that that's so important for us to put into practice is like, what is the one thing that you're proud of that you did today? What went well with that? We always look at what we have to do next. We always look at what didn't get done, but what did go well today? Pace. That's a pace of grace. And then the last part of the productivity pillar, prayer, this continual conversation with the Lord. Okay, it is an exchange. That means you have to make space for that. You have to make room for that. That's why you can't be so busy. You're supposed to pray without ceasing. So I'm constantly having an exchange with the Lord. This, like literally this video, I was sitting at work, just charting, talking to the Lord, and we're having a conversation. And he gives me this download of like, this is how you are able to be so productive this year. This is the video. And I hurry up and I write it down, continue what I'm doing. And I come back with him, work through it. And now I'm recording this video. Prayer. It's this ongoing, continual conversation with the Lord. And so it's really important because it's going to allow you to have guidance and clarity. It's going to allow you to make sure that the things that you're doing have that eternal value first. Remember, eternal value, internal value, then external. And then you're going to be able to really build a level of trust and intimacy with the Lord that's going to keep you focused and keep you on the path of the mission, which is well done, my good and faithful servant. And so it's really important to start your morning with prayer. Like I be in that closet, King Point. You see it. You see the door. I be in there. And really making sure that you are setting your priority. Even when I have my planner, God, this is what I have on my schedule for today. Does any of this need to change? Anything I'm forgetting? Do you know how many times the Lord has reminded me of something that I have forgotten? And I'm like, oh man, I did completely forget about that. So really relying on the Lord to help you set your priorities for the day. Pause and pray before you switch between tasks. Okay. Like, okay, I'm about to record this video. And then after that, I'm going to take my hair down, but I'm going to go pray for patience between these tasks. Okay. And then making sure that you're asking for wisdom and focus so you can approach them effectively. Taking your hair down is not fun. But I can have the joy of the Lord. Like, God, like, what you want to do while I'm doing this? Oh, I can watch this video that I've been putting off or that I've been saying I'm going to watch or whatever while I take my hair down. Great. Got it. Thank you, Lord. And then make sure, too, that you're ending your day with prayer, gratitude, and reflection, because we don't have to wait until the end of the year to identify what's not working. You can find out by the end of the day. Okay? What went well today? What didn't go well? God, were you pleased? Why not? I repent. How can I do this different? So tomorrow, I'm not making the same exact mistakes. And then I look up and it's December something and I'm not where I want to be. Prayer has to be a part of your productivity strategy. So posture, pace, and prayer. You want to make sure that you have these things, okay? Posture is going to make sure that your heart and your mind are in alignment. You're going to have clarity. You're going to understand what really matters. Your mental clarity and intentionality is going to help with decision fatigue. You're going to be able to have confidence, and then you're going to be able to work from a place of peace and purpose. I don't want to be under great duress doing things for the Lord. If his yoke isn't easy and his burden isn't light, it's not him, it's us. That's the problem. That's the promise. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Don't mean I won't get frustrated, but a lot of times when I have those feelings, there is something, some way that I am out of alignment with the pace, with my posture, or I need to pray so I can go back to being productive. With your pace, productivity, okay? Productivity does not mean that you're doing the most in the least amount of time, but that you are doing things right and doing them at the right pace in the right season. So if you're constantly on the go, on the go, on the go, you will burn out. And then if you are not doing anything and you're procrastinating, you will be stagnant. And so you have to make sure that you're in pace with the Spirit. Go study Galatians 5:25. Make sure that you are pacing yourself for energy management. Like, we are limited people. Like, you have to sleep, you have to rest, you have to take care of yourself. Gone are the days where it's like, oh, I sleep when I die. No, Jesus took naps and so will Sharla. Okay? Like, I'm going to live like my Savior. Jesus took naps, so will Sharla. Jesus went to events went to the wedding and took part in the celebrations and the culture and had community, and so will I. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So having a good pace is going to make sure that your error rate is low. If I'm rushing between patients, I'm going to make mistakes. I take my time, I'm paced well, but I'm going to make sure that I'm thoroughly taking care of my patients. I'm thoroughly doing what God has called me to do. I'm thoroughly studying. I'm thoroughly showing up with your kids at that job in whatever way that the Lord has called you to. You have to learn a pace of grace. And not a pace of gimme. I'm trying to get to this. I'm trying to get to the bag. I'm trying to get to the girl. Get to the Lord. Okay. And then finally, prayer. So making sure that you have clarity in your connection, intimacy. Okay. Like, I did a whole series in the podcast this year about how we need to create from a space of connection. If you're a Christian content creator, this next season, God is not playing with us. If you are not living authentically, it is going to be easily discerned in this next season. So the same things that I'm preaching and teaching to y'all, you have to really practice what you preach. Like, the authenticity that the Lord is requiring in this next season, you need to live the way that God is calling you to live. It's not going to be enough just for you to proclaim his name, but are you posturing yourself? Are you pacing yourself? Are you in prayer before the Lord and doing everything that he's called you to do before we come out and pour from a place of overflow into other areas of our life? So you want that clarity through connection, okay? Because he told me that in my prayer closet. Authenticity is required in this next season for everybody. The gig is up. for these people out here throwing God's name on stuff and claiming to be servants of his. That's just it. Okay. All right. Emotional resilience. So prayer is going to reduce anxiety and overwhelm. Give it to the Lord, man. We are going to be in situations that may feel like high pressure situations, and prayer will help you. A good case in point for me was Tuesday or Wednesday this week. I had a patient come in and the boy did not look well. I did all the things that I knew to do. And in me doing that, I'm like, I just hear Holy Spirit, like, he needs to go to the hospital, Sharla. He needs to go to the hospital. He needs to go to the hospital, right? Like do the things, but send him to the hospital. I can sometimes be the nervous, not nervous Nelly, but one thing for certain, two things for show. If I don't know, I'm going to see you to get checked out. And so I talked to the dad and was like, hey, look, I'm not trying to overwhelm you, but this is the plan. And sure enough, I called back and they admitted him to the hospital when I sent him. And so even in those high pressure situations, me being in prayer with the Lord allows me to have a clear focus, a clear plan of action, and to make the right decisions. Okay. The burden of control shifts from me to God. I'm only responsible for my obedience. That's the only burden that I have to bear when I'm remaining before the Lord in prayer. Whereas when you are trying to be self-reliant, the results are on you. The results are not on me. The obedience is on me. Okay. And so make sure that you are praying so you can be creative. If you feel like you lost your juice, I'm telling you, personal knowledge management and having time to sit before the Lord, changing the game. And then finally, prayer is going to make sure that your productivity is not for the applause of people, but for the applause of one. You can do all the things, right? We love Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, but that don't mean you should. That don't mean you should, friend. Do what he told you to do. That's it. If you read all of Philippians 4, Paul's talking about being content. That man was in jail. Uh-huh. Yeah. So how do these work together? And why are these the pillars? Your posture is going to set the foundation. So with the right heart posture and mental posture, you're going to start your work from a place of peace, clarity, and focus. The pace is going to sustain your effort. So when you're working at a God-honoring pace, when you're in pace with the Spirit, when you're living by the Spirit, when you're honoring God in spirit, living in spirit and in truth, you can balance your effort and rest while maximizing your output, but still able to rest, live life, and live life more abundantly. Okay? And then prayer is going to fuel the process. So prayer is going to ensure that you can remain in alignment with God's will. It's going to provide you strength, insight, and the ability to handle setbacks with grace, because opposition is going to come. And so I pray that you are able to use posture, pace, and prayer to approach productivity in a new way. I pray that this video bless you, friend. I love you. Merry Christmas. Okay, Merry Christmas. Share this video with somebody. If y'all want to do anything for me for Christmas, let me pull up on y'all real quick. I was looking at the stats. 96% of y'all are not subscribed to this channel, but y'all like these videos. Can you hit subscribe? Can you do that for me? Can I get a Christmas miracle? Okay. Can we get over 1,000 subs before the end of December 31st? Can we do that? Because 96% of the people who watch my videos aren't subscribed. Why, friend? You like it over here. You watching, you coming back. I love you, friend. Merry Christmas. I love y'all so much. I'm honored that the Lord has allowed me to start to build this community here and just show up and be myself and do what he's called me to do. And so I appreciate y'all for being here. I pray that this video blessed you. I'm going to go take these braids out, friend. I love you. Bye.